From iAfrican Media, this is iAfrican Bites, a podcast that features commentary on African news, insights, opinions, and analysis with tech industry leaders and professionals. The podcasts are from interviews conducted by the iAfrican team, whether at events or when needed for commentary. I'm Badawun Kosokwane, host and editor-in-chief for iAfrican.com, spelled www.iafrican.com.
Okay, so we're joined by Deputy Vice Chancellor at Wits University for Research and Innovation, Professor Lynn Morris. Prof, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the Indaba X is such a wonderful event, one of the big calendar events in the AI calendar, in terms of not only just for South Africa, I think for the continent. Prof, the importance of research, because primarily at the Indaba X is researchers and academics that are going to be discussing and looking at solutions of AI in a various different fields, whether it's climate, whether it's large language models. Wits University and research, how is that marriage important in an institution like Wits?
No, absolutely. Universities are places where we generate new knowledge. And we have lots of smart people. In fact, most of the people at this Indaba are postgraduate students, our master students and our PhD students, and that's where the energy is. Those are the people that really want to get ahead and make a mark and solve problems. A really important part of research and solving problems is coming together, is putting your brains together, and that's why these sorts of events are so important, because they're networking opportunities, collaboration, people come together and talk, and there's of course a social aspect to it as well, and that's how new ideas come up. So these sorts of events are really important.
Prof, we're at the Indaba X. It's been held at Wits University, one of the premium AI conferences in South Africa. On our way to the venue, we saw the Digital Dome. I also know about Tshimologo and Digital Precinct at Wits. It seems as if Wits is intentional about the push for tech and research and innovation. Why is that so?
Absolutely. Well, it always has been, but it's even more so now because of our Vice-Chancellor, Professor Zeblon Nkosi, who is a physicist by training, but he certainly made technology a prime goal. I mean, he sees that as the future, and of course, that's the role that I fill, is to make sure that we create an enabling environment so that technologies can thrive, and that that we prioritize and we celebrate, and we're very intentional about promoting hard tech and how science and technology can solve our problems in the future. Mm-hmm. So the Digital Dome that you mentioned is a very exciting initiative. Of course, it's the old planetarium. Some of the older people will remember that, and it's been completely revamped, as the name suggests, to be a digital space, and it'll be opening in a couple of months. We'll be very grateful to Anglo-American who are funding that. But it is going to be also where we can use AI to tell the stories of Africa and develop our own content, it's going to be a very exciting space.
Now, Vice-Chancellor, for the benefit of our viewers, as the VC, Deputy VC for Research and Innovation, what is primarily your job in terms of coordinating all these research initiatives happening in the institution?
So it is about definitely celebrating, rewarding, and encouraging excellence, because we really, to be leaders in these spaces, you need to be doing the best research. So it is about prioritizing particular areas, and Wits has a number of strengths, but it is also about creating the right environment, because researchers and innovators are very self-driven people, and so they just need the space and the environment, and you just let them go, and you don't try and control them, tell them what to do, but you just give them the wherewithal so that they can really bloom and blossom. And I think so. One of the other things that we've been very intentional about at Wits in the last, since my appointment 3 years ago, is to enable the innovation part. Okay. So universities and Wits in particular has been very focused on research. We're a very research intensive university, but we want that research to get out there into the communities, because And it's one of the kind of, I guess what really propels us to setting up or creating this enabling environment is that universities create most of the new knowledge. They do most of the research, but very little of the innovation. And so there's this real gap. And so we're basically not making the most of all of our research. So it is about helping people to realize the full impact of their research. Now, whether that's, obviously it's, whether it's a spin out or licensing agreements or whether it's just having an impact, a social impact, as well as getting that research into communities and being impactful.
I mean, from the commercialization thereof, I've seen, for example, the student entrepreneurship zone at the Matrix there. I mean, that's wonderful. Is that something, during your tenure that you're going to start promoting more aggressively, the whole commercialization startup culture in terms of taking research output to now, how do we create a minimal viral product?
Absolutely. Because universities can't be islands. We're here to serve our societies and to serve our communities. And so we need to give our students the skills in order to become entrepreneurial. And that's what that e-hub is about. So students will come to the e-hub with their ideas and they will get advice. And because, it is a set of skills that you need to learn. And also, if you might need some legal advice to draw up a contract, for instance, or you might need advice on how to apply for funding or how to write a business plan. There's some skills that you really need. And so to give these sorts of opportunities to our students. But also, very importantly, it is about a mindset change. We're saying this is important. We're giving you the tools. We are creating the environment because we want people to be thinking like this. We want people to be thinking, why am I doing this research? Who is it benefiting? How am I going to get it out there? How am I going to make sure it has an impact? So, it's very much a kind of evolving culture at WITS, and I'm pleased to say that it's just all of these entrepreneurial and innovative activities are just bubbling up at WITS because we've created this space. So it's always been there. It's just giving it the airtime, actually.
Prof, thank you so much for your time at iAfrican.com. It's always wonderful speaking with senior, academics at institutions and, getting an understanding what is their thinking and long-term view and strategies, in regards to research and innovation and the commercialization thereof. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this opportunity. Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to iAfrican Bites. Please share your feedback with us on our socials. On Twitter at iAfrican. On LinkedIn at iAfrican.com. And check out our other podcasts, The Tefo Mohapi Show, Take Legal Matters, and The Lead Creator, on all podcast streaming platforms. And also make sure to head over to www.iafrican.com. That is iafrican.com/radio. And subscribe for notifications. iAfrican Bites is an iAfrican Media original show, produced by Nzalo Mbangana and content producer and host by Don Kotokwane.